something for the weekend. Good morning, it's Trina Mara, and Lisa Cannon, TV presenter, is in studio. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, Trina. It is a delight to see you. I know, love seeing you.
It's been a while. Listen to me, Virgin Media One, it's very hectic in there at the moment because I know you're in the middle of doing box office, so thanks so much for coming in.
You're welcome.
Giving us 5 minutes of your time. But we have to talk about it. Exposé is over.
Indeed, you know, but so many incredible memories. 12 years on air. Best 10 years of my life. It was wonderful. I mean, not only the girls, all the wonderful kind of things we did together and crazy photo shoots, but it was really all the people I met that were just spectacular. I mean, Bon Jovi, Rolling Stones, Beyonce, Robert De Niro, Al Pacino. I could go on. Dustin Hoffman.
You almost forget, don't you, the people that you've met because there's been so many.
There's been so many. And I suppose people don't remember, but you remember because I know you worked with us for a while.
I saw
how busy was in there. I mean, we were always on flights or we were going to a PR event or we were turning up at something or anything. And I think, you know, that level that you're at where you're flying, you're busy 5 days a week, it was hectic.
It was nuts looking back now. It really was.
It was nuts. But I have so many great photos. I was churning through a lot of photographs because, you know, put up something on my Instagram just to say farewell, you know. It really has hit a nostalgic nerve with me because I really enjoyed my time on the show. And my mother was alive at the time. My father, you know, everybody's so proud and they see you on the show. But it's really all the people I've met. And what's great about it is now I'm continuing to meet them on box office, which is fantastic.
Did you get loads of free clothes and loads of free makeup? The question we all want to know.
You do get a little bit of makeup. You do get clothes, but sometimes we would have worn them like I do now on box office. There might be bits and pieces I buy or bits that are lent to me. And then I would return them graciously, dry cleaned, of course. But it is lovely to, of course, be offered wonderful things. Who wouldn't like that?
Having seen some of the photographs that are going around of years ago now, are there some fashion mistakes there, would you say? There was a lot of satin for a while, wasn't there?
There was a lot of satin, yeah. Do you know what it is, though, as well? When you look back and you think, oh my God, I was so thin.
When you thought you
I
were fat.
I was so thin. When I thought I was really carrying an awful lot, and it's like, oh no, no, wait till you hit 41. Then, girl, it's going to hit
you. With you, I know.
And it was, you know, it was kind of like, oh my God, I was only 27. Why didn't I know that, you know? Do you know what? One of my favourite pictures of all of us together, I think it was probably even the very first day. I don't know if you know the one in the white suit that I have. And it was the first day back in 2007. And I had no idea what to expect. But I remember being given these beautiful clothes. We'd to wear them and we'd to sit next to this gorgeous Rolls Royce. And I just thought, yeah, I can definitely do this.
Yes. Did you feel pressure at the time to have all the, to always look amazing in case you were spotted out in the supermarket looking in bits?
Do you know
what? Because Lisa Cannon needed to be glamorous because she was on Exposé.
Well, look at me now. If there was a camera here, you would see I have zero makeup. I have horrible glasses on. My hair is scraped back into a bun. No, I never really bought into that kind of thing. I always just enjoyed it for what it was. I enjoyed wearing clothes and different things, but when I was off air, I was off air. I just totally down tools.
Can you remember off the top of your head who was the best interview you've ever done, or who was the nicest celeb, or who was the worst? I know who my worst was, but anyway, go on.
Who was your worst?
I would say, well, it could be Bruce Willis because he because we got a photograph with him and he said that if we put it up anywhere online, he would come and hunt us down. And then there was Hugh Grant, and Hugh Grant continued to text during our 7 minute interview, having
That's
gotten up
rude.
At 4 o'clock in the morning for a flight.
That's
You're kind
rude.
Of going, come on now.
But like you know, there's so many great stories like you could share. You'd really need to do a 3 hour show on like behind the scenes of things that you see, because don't forget, when you go in and interview someone, they maybe just be down tooling their phone, or they might be taking their sunglasses off their head, or they might be muttering something to their publicist, and you get a real sense of who they are in that moment before they shake your hand. Unfortunately, Kevin Spacey wasn't nice. As I'm just saying to you there, I came into the room and I extended my hand to shake his hand and he didn't shake my hand back.
Oh no.
That's quite rude, isn't it?
I remember the clip actually, sorry, Justin Timberlake on the red carpet.
Okay.
Do you remember that one?
No.
You were interviewing him on the red carpet and I think you touched his shoulder. You did the cannon clutch.
Oh, the cannon clutch. The claw, the claw.
The cannon claw. You grabbed his shoulder and he kind of like brushed your hand as if you were diseased or something.
You know, there's some weird ones floating around. I know somebody interviewed Drew Barrymore. I can't think off the top of my head, and I know that she asked for a wet wipe afterwards when they've held her. There wasn't me, but there's loads of those kind of ones where you see people. Like, I remember interviewing Bradley Cooper in Germany, and after I finished the interview, like, I wanted to get a photograph. He said that was no problem, and then when he got up, he just walked out the door. Like, he didn't even say thank you. It was just like, he was just like, ugh.
I found him rude, actually.
That's Rudies. There's a few Rudies. But then there's some lovelies. And like Beyonce couldn't have been nicer.
Can I just say, I could have killed you for that one. I love Beyonce. I've never had the opportunity to meet her.
Oh, she's amazing.
So jealous. It was for a perfume, wasn't it?
It was a perfume launch. And I don't know if you know the backstory of this, but maybe people do or don't. But my father was with me and we had gone on a kind of father-daughter trip to New York. My mum had just passed and we wanted to spend some time together. So we were over there. And when you're working on expose, it doesn't matter really. You know, you could get a call if there's a celebrity in any given part of the world. You maybe might need to turn up even if you're on your holidays. So I got a kind of a phone call saying, listen, Beyonce's in Macy's. We know you're there. Do you think you could do it? We'll send you a crew. Of course. My dad was like, let's go. We were like steam going off our shoes. So we left the museum or wherever we were and we went headed straight there. And she was nothing but lovely. My dad had brought his camera and she totally obliged to take all these wonderful pictures, you know, of her own, like proper, like almost a photographic session with my father, who's an amateur photographer. And she couldn't have been nicer. She spoke about, you know, her dad, love for her dad. And we kind of laughed about it, you know, and she was special. She really was.
Amazing.
Yeah, she
amazing.
Was really special, yeah.
Any really kind of awkward moments?
I'm thinking about all the kisses I got on the red carpets. Like, I got kisses from Al Pacino. I got kisses from Bon Jovi, Ozzy Osbourne. The only one I didn't get was Lenny Kravitz. I would have loved one from him. But, I mean, No, really and truly, and Bono. I mean, when you interview people on the red carpet, they're usually in great form. And it's just nice to have that lovely rapport with people. And like you do, when you interview people, you have to disarm them. You have to get on with them. And most of the time it works out. So It's pretty nice, you know?
I remember actually Paul Rudd licking my ear. And then the next time I met him, he licked my ear again.
Oh,
it was his thing.
I have to say that to him. I never have met Paul Rudd, but I'll have to say it to him. But
oh, God.
They've been really lovely. I mean, we had Woody Harrelson on Box Office there and he was just a hoot. You know, he used to play bingo in Waterford with Keith Barry.
Oh, no way.
And he loves Ireland.
Because they were doing that film. Oh, God, I can't remember the name of it. You know.
Which film?
The Magic one.
Oh, yes. Sorry. Yes. I know the Magic one. Yes. And he obviously had Keith Barry as a consultant on it, indeed, yeah. So there was loads of rapport when we met, like even, you know, in London there only a week ago, and he said he loved Ireland and that if Trump was re-elected, he's going to come and live here. He gave me loads, and at the end, you know, like I'm saying, you know, Bradley Cooper didn't touch me on the shoulder or say like, well done, or great interview. Like Woody Harrelson stopped at the end of the interview and he said, would you like a picture? And he was like, loved that interview. He was like, I'll come and visit you in Dublin. And you know, he's the kind of guy that would definitely, you know, come on the show, come on Box Office. He's just a man of his word.
Yeah,
you know?
It's my biggest regret, I think, that I don't have a photograph at all the celebs, because I have some, but sometimes they can be a bit intimidating and you kind of know which ones to ask and which ones not to ask.
Yeah.
Because some will have a little bit of a hissy fit. Actually, most of the time it's the publicists that kind of get annoyed more so than the star,
or
I think.
Or you might be told in advance you can't, but, you know, I've no
Lisa
shame.
Lisa still does.
I've no shame. I mean, I have been kicked off one or two red carpets and I've been given a slap in the wrist. And look, the thing is, you're not really doing anything wrong, but I suppose if you ask for a picture and they say no, you acknowledge that.
How have you been kicked off a red carpet? What did you do?
I was for the Rolling Stones, because I'm a huge Rolling Stones fan, and I mean, there's no way you can just get Mick Jagger and not get Keith Richards and Charlie Watts and Ronnie Wood, right? You have to get all four. They're like a four-piece legendary band. You know, they're icons of music. So I was doing the Martin Scorsese Shine a Light premiere in London, and it was like the biggest deal for me. So I prepared by 50 million questions, and as you well know, you only probably get to ask one or two.
Or they all go out your head anyway.
Yeah, or you're like, oh my God, there's Mick Jagger coming towards me, you know, icons like a Beatle coming towards you. What do you do, you know? Anyway, I'm such a fan. I'd seen them 11 times. You know, they're just my heroes. And Mick Jagger comes towards me and I ask him all the questions, and I can see that Keith Richards is looking at me and wanting to get in, but then moves on to the next journalist. And then once he's on his journey, away he goes. He's on into print and on into online. And Mick stayed with me for ages, so that was fantastic, and I knew it had a wonderful soundbite, but I didn't want to lose the other ones, so I jumped the pens and I went into print and I was like, come on, with the camera, come on. And the publicist saw me and she was like, oi, you Irish, out. So I had to send a bunch of flowers to the PR company in London. And
so you
all
get back
the
next time.
I was okay. I was all right. I got the others as well.
Box Office as well is going great for you. How did you land your own show that was purely movies?
Who knows, Trina?
You're a chancer.
I'm a chancer. No, listen, I suppose I have a little bit of background in terms of I've worked in movies. I have a very filmic background. I studied drama, theatre and film in Trinity, and then I have a master's in film. So I love film. And I've always been, I suppose, the movie person, maybe a little bit on expose. I did an awful lot of the movie stuff. And then that transferred then into lots of stuff that I did even on Ireland AM. I was the movie critic on Ireland AM for six, 7 years. So it was always there. Do you know what I mean? And even before that on Nationwide, I did all the movie stuff entertainment wise. So yeah, it just was a natural organic progression. And I love it. And we're in season 5 and we're flying it. So long may it run, please God.
Do you feel you can still enjoy going to the cinema, or do you have to kind of analyse everything?
I love it. I absolutely love it. I mean, who wouldn't? How could you give out about waking up on a morning and getting in to see The Joker at 10 o'clock in the morning and coming out at 12 o'clock, having a coffee and talking to other people about how cerebral and amazing that performance was? I mean,
I believe now that is absolutely out of this world, but you'll be incredible. A bit messed up in the head after watching it.
I was very anxious. I bit off all my nails through it. I mean, it's so dark. It's so disturbing. His performance is electrifying. I mean, there's only one person that could have done it the way he did it, but I think it took a lot of stuffing out of him. I don't know if we'll see a reprise in that role with Joaquin Phoenix, and I love him as an actor. He's amazing. But we've so much coming down the line. I mean, I'm off to do Maleficent actually this week, so we've got a lot of interviews lined up, and then plenty more as well still to come down the road. So I can't believe it. I'm so thrilled. Box office is still running. I'm thrilled. Yeah.
Well, Lisa, stay there. We're going to take a song, and I want to talk to you about your travels, because you've been jet setting, haven't you?
Yeah, I've had a summer of absolute joy. I mean, the thing is, I really should be put down, shouldn't I? I've had a lovely, lovely summer. Seychelles, Portugal, I've been everywhere. We'll talk about it anyway.
Stop it. Hang on there, Lisa. This is Something for the Weekend on Classic Hits.